Last night, we were inundated with feedback from you after our interview with Air New Zealand's Chief Revenue Officer, Cam Wallace. He told us the company could not afford to offer refunds to everyone affected by flight cancellations without dipping into its $900 million government loan. But that didn't wash with many of you. Some of you told us you don't think you'll be able to travel again or to the destination you had originally booked. Other listeners told us you can't see your credit and don't want credit in the names of people who won't be able to fly again. Do better is the message from Alexa Bell. She was forced to shell out hundreds of dollars for new flights, even though she has thousands in credit with the airline. After COVID-19 scuppered Alexa Bell's international trip, Air New Zealand refunded the section of her flights through America, but gave her a credit for the remaining $2,000 worth. She says while she would have preferred all her money back, she decided to take the government advice and support local business by shouting her family a trip to Queenstown using the Air New Zealand credit. But things got a little complicated.
So my husband and I decided we would go on a trip of a lifetime with the family and bring them all down to Queenstown in August. And we booked this really nice house, and we went online to book with Air New Zealand and realized we had to get a call, speak to a person to get this credit. Long story short is they told me that I'm the only one that can use the credit, and we'd have to pay cash for my husband and the rest of the family. We assumed that the nine of us could use the credit and go down and have a, you know, great holiday and help the economy.
So you've got this about $2,000 in credit, which you hoped to spend by shouting your family down to Queenstown. But it's
correct.
A no. Even though it's your credit, it can only be used in your name for flights for you.
Exactly right. So there's six adults, a child, and two infants, and we're all coming from all over the place. Well, we're in Kerikeri and they're in Auckland, and different dates and everything. And we just thought it'd be such a great idea to use that credit up and you know, really support Air New Zealand, because we really like Air New Zealand. They've always been fair and everything. And now we've had to actually buy those tickets for everyone else except me.
So how much did you have to shell out for the additional tickets?
Well, we're just looking through it now. I think it'd be about $400 per couple, and then with the children and stuff. I don't know exactly, we're just, because now the kids had to do it separately, and we're just tallying it up. But we would have used a chunk of that credit, and that was the whole point of the trip, was to, you know, do what we've been told to do, you know, travel in New Zealand and help the economy.
What do you think about the fact that you can't use that credit across more than one passenger, and you can't use it in the way that you want to?
I'm just flabbergasted. The man I spoke to from Air New Zealand was really, really lovely, and he understood the dilemma. He just said his hands are tied. He did say that Air New Zealand is trying to rectify all the problems, but they're just so many of them that this is not one they're fixing right away. This is something that he's had to tell everybody, and he said that, you know, people are not happy. I'm just blown away that they can refund you easily on one ticket, but then not on another. It just doesn't make sense.
Has it changed the way you feel about Air New Zealand?
Oh yeah, yeah. Look, I'm a Canadian New Zealander. I love New Zealand. I hope Air New Zealand is going to set this right. I believe they will. I really want to believe in it. I'm, you know, I want to be positive. And anyway, who else am I going to fly with down there? That's the problem, isn't it?
Were you happy enough to get a credit, or did you actually want a refund on all the flights?
It would have been a lot easier to get a refund and just rebook. I did ask for that a few times, and it was impossible. But it was only after he said, look, you can only have the credit, that I said, okay, I'm going to book these next, you know, nine people. And he went, oh, sorry, you can only book yourself. And then I didn't lose my temper, but I thought, that is wrong. And that's when I contacted you guys.
Okay, so what do you want to say to Air New Zealand, who potentially could be listening to this? What do you say to them?
You can do this, Air New Zealand. You know, the technology's there. Work with the people and don't just keep their money in your coffers. You've got to sort this out. And like I said, I wasn't even saying give it back. I just wanted to use it properly. It's a pretty simple, you know, pretty simple.
And that was Alexa Bell. Now, Checkpoint asked Air New Zealand if it would consider changing its policy to allow people to use their credits for others. Air New Zealand responded saying it offers flexibility in a small number of circumstances, usually for compassionate reasons.